Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Luke 18, 29, 30. We're going to review something, then we'll go a little bit farther, okay? Luke 18:29. He said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, comma, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. You can go ahead and be seated. So my background was I was raised in community churches and Baptist churches. And y'all know I listened to the songs growing up, and they sang a lot about heaven, a lot about the sweet by and by, and a lot of things that were coming in the future. And I just felt like a lot of stuff we had to wait until we died to enjoy it. And some of the testimonies in church would give you that impression about it's a hard old way and how tough it is, and y'all just pray that I endure to the end and all that stuff. But the more I read scripture, the more I realize, Dave, there's some things that we should be experiencing in this present time. And we always want to talk about and in the world to come, life everlasting, but he said you're going to receive manifold more in this present time. Now, let's back up. How important is your relationship with Jesus? He said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house. He tells us that our relationship with him is more important than where we live, more important than our house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children. Anybody that has left any of that for the kingdom of God's sake will receive in this present time manifold more. Now, is this Jesus telling you to leave your wife and not to like your children and all those kind of things? No, but what he is saying is this. He better be the most important relationship that you have in your life. More important than your relationship with your spouse. More important than your relationship with your children. Can I preach right here for a minute? I better be careful. Now it's Wednesday. I don't have to be careful, do I? When somebody's like, well, my kid's got this and my kid's got that. My kid. He said, you better be careful. Because the most important relationship you should have in your life is with Jesus Christ. Period. As a matter of fact, the more you get to know him, the more you want that to be the most important relationship in your life. Amen? I've had people come and say, well, my main ministry is to my wife. No, it is not. Your main ministry is to Jesus Christ. And you two together perform that ministry together. Amen? Amen. Your ministry is not to one person. Your ministry is to him. And he lays it out. There's nothing more important than your relationship with him. So if you remember the scripture, maybe you don't, but I'll read it to you. I'll quote it for you. If your eye be single, then your whole body is full of light. If you don't remember that, I want to show you. Do I have anybody in here, maybe a husband and wife team, and one of you can braid? Can your wife braid? Oh, you can braid. Can you braid? I didn't notice. We're going to let her braid. It makes the illustration better. Yeah, you hold it. No, just one. I need you. just tie that around you. Get that frown off your face. Does it got to be loose to braid on this end? Can we braid without this? You got to have this to be able to come through it. I can't braid, as you can tell. Okay. Okay. Okay, you may not be able to. Don't tie it then. Don't tie it. This is your connection to him. You don't have to tie it. Untie it. All right. This is your connection. In this connection, this is the most important connection in your life. Right? Your connection to Jesus is the most, hence it's red, kind of red. There is a relationship that connects you to him. There's a bloodline. We call it the bloodline. Amen? And, man, I preached on the bloodline one time, how Levi was blessed because of Abraham. That message has come back to haunt me so many times. Because Levi got credit for Abraham paying tithes because he was in the bloodline, right? Remember Levi? It was in his genes. Anyway, so every time we go to buy something, Ian throws his stuff up there and says, I'm in the bloodline. Remember the sermon? I'm in the bloodline. I'm in the bloodline. But the truth is, there's some benefits that come with this connection. Now, this is the most important thing in your life, is your connection to him. But he said, if thy eye be single. And when I look this word single up, give me my definition, Shane, if you got it. In the Greek, this was the most interesting definition for single. It said to plait, braid, or weave together. That's what the word means in the Greek. The pleco is to weave or to intertwine or to plait. And what he's saying is everything in our life should revolve around this single relationship. Now, there are other things in your life, right? Like you've got other relationships. You've got, let me give you that one. Oh, now you're ready. Okay, go ahead. How many you need? Man, I love when we don't set these up and they play right into my. Now, here's what you've got to do. You've got to find a way to weave all these other things around this relationship. Everything you've got in your life has to find a way to become single. And the only way for these three to become single is to weave them together. Okay, start weaving. Not you. I know you can outbraid her. Okay, stop. Stop. Why are you way down here? I did? I didn't put you there. I just read you the right. Oh, say, hold on. That's exactly how we do it. We want to weave it down here away from him. But the idea is, before you, now get where you belong. Where you belong is over here. You know what people want to do? They want that red line to connect them, but they want to stretch it out as far as they can stretch it and get by with what they can get by with, when really where he wants you at is right where he is, and weaving those things together so that your eye can become single. Amen. How's it going now? Is it better on this end? Yeah, it's much, this will preach. It's much easier when you're closer to him, right? Now, here's what happens though. We start weaving things in around our relationship with God. The problem is, Robin, there's a lot of other things that come in that try to get our attention and get us to weave into our life. Are you with me? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Temptation. Look at y'all horse people. What is it? They don't have to be nice. Yeah, exactly. Can you work that in there? Let me ask you a question. I don't care. Okay. I don't care how much she tries to put this in here. It will never be part of this. Because it's not connected. Oh, man. It is so good. I about had church by myself today. You see, no matter, it's going to be double. It's going to be two ropes. It'll never be one rope because it's from an outside source. So what the enemy wants to do is bring something in so that then you are no longer single. Your eye is no longer single. What he wants is single. What he wants is one goal, one focus, one relationship. He wants you involved. He doesn't want you ever trying to put this. You can let it go now. You can repent and let it go. Yeah, that's what repentance is. Repentance is, I've got to get this out of here. I have started to weave this into my life, and I need to stop and remove it. This is what's so awesome about repentance. I don't care how long you've messed up and put it in there. He can take it out. Now you're back on the right track again. Oh, man. So as you're weaving this in, no matter what comes in, Josh, you've got your mind made up. Come on. Witness to me. Have you ever had your mind made up? Man, tonight I'm going to go to church and I'm going to sing like I've never sang. I'm going to worship like I've never worshiped. And you get home and Natalie's like, take one of these kids. They're about to drive me crazy. This went wrong and that went wrong. And it's Wednesday night and you're just trying to get to church and worship. And she's over there. Just take one, Josh. I'm about to have a mental breakdown over here. Just take. And before you know it, you're frantic and you just barely make it into church to get in. And right at the last time, there's going to be something to distract you. What's awesome about Jesus is this: God, forgive me. I should have never got that to wove into what I was trying to do. And he'll take that out so then it's single again. What is going on over here? Oh, they're too long. Is that what it is?
Well, it's just a lot of material, a lot of inventory.
Okay. Somebody cut this rope for this lady. You're going to do this your whole life. You're going to decide what comes in and what you allow to get intertwined in your life. You get to decide what you put in there. The key is to make sure that whatever you put, it starts with him. Because it's the only way. This is why, Christy, so many people are frustrated. They're trying to hold on to the center, and they're trying to intertwine everything else in with it, and God doesn't work that way. He said, listen to what he said. He's the word manifold there. He said, you're going to receive manifold. You're going to get manifold. You're going to get much more in this present life. The word manifold there is the same word for single. The same word. It's manifold. It's many folds. It's braided in. So he said, here's what you're going to get. You're not just going to get the blessing of salvation. You're not just going to get to have a relationship. There's so many more things that he's going to weave into your life. And he wants to make it so much more of a blessing than I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. It's not enough just to get saved and punch our ticket to heaven. It's got to be more than that. We've done this over and over. Raise your hand if you're going to heaven. Everybody raises their hand. Well, then let's just quit. Why are we here every week? Why do we keep singing? Because I'm going to tell you, it's more than just punching my ticket to heaven. It's a relationship, and I'm fascinated with him, and I want to get everything I can get from him, not in the sweet by and by, but right here on this earth. I'm not going to wait until I get to heaven to receive the glory of God. We are already the glory of God. As a matter of fact, there's another place in Scripture where this word weave or pleco is used. I found it in three other places. And each place is when they're talking about Jesus. Man, I about had church when I read this. They're talking about Jesus, and they made a crown of thorns. And the Bible says that they plaited it. And if you look up that word, it's pleco. It's weave or braid. So they wove branches, because I know it was a crown of thorns, but the only way to get a thorn is to get a branch with a thorn on it. Are you with me yet? And that was his crown. His crown were branches that were weaved together and placed on his head. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. So what his crowning glory is this. His church, his bride, is a group of branches that have been plaited together. And I know we got thorns. And I know we're not smooth. And I know we're not perfect. But he said, I'll take you anyway. I know you're not all together. But I'm going to take you anyway and allow you to be my crowning glory. So what are you going to do when the enemy comes and tries to distract you? Are you even able to concentrate on a sermon, or are you just still playing? You still playing? You're with, okay. Because you've not said amen much as usual. I distracted my main backer. I just wonder. What our spiritual life actually looks like. And God laid it on my heart to get right where we live. Because there's so much stuff that we're tying up into the strand. And all it's doing is taking up our time and separating us from getting what he wants to give us. He said, oh, your house? Well, I tell you, Lord, you understand. You know how many times I have quoted, my ox is in a ditch? You know how many times I've quoted that scripture? I've worked my whole, I've had a job since I was 14. 24, 10 years. And you know what? People say, hey, where was you at Sunday? Man, my ox was in a ditch. My ox was in a ditch. My ox was in a ditch. You better be careful, because you're over here weaving stuff in that he didn't design you to weave in. How many people here celebrate a Sabbath day? Raise your hand if you celebrate Sabbath. One, two, three. Three people. The rest of y'all are just workaholics. And you know what you say? You say, well, that's under the law. But actually, it's not under the law. Before there was a Moses, there was a God that created the heaven and earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. You know what's crazy? I got to put forth effort to rest. That's the weirdest thing in my life. You know what? I got to set time aside to rest. And I know some of y'all are just the same exact way. Amen, Brother Jason? Amen, Robin? Robin was talking about, can I tell on him? I'm going to tell him. They're talking about Saturday. He said, yeah, we'll get up Saturday morning, we'll have some coffee, and then we're going to get after it. And Robin said, well, I was hoping we could just sit there for a little. I said, how long have you been married to that guy? You can't go to his house and sit down and talk to him. He's up. He's going to be doing something, moving somewhere. But you know what we got to be careful of? Is sometimes when we're weaving all this stuff in, it's nothing more than distraction from keeping us from where we ought to be. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? It's like I got a purpose to rest. You know, one of my favorite, I'm getting itchy feet. I'm going to sit here. I got to go do something. Got to find something to do. Anybody with me? Watch what he said. Unto them, brethren, I send you, no man hath left house or parents or brethren or wife. Let me teach you on this. Just one more second. I'm going to let you go. You got to be careful what people around you put on you. I'm learning how to say no. And it's taken me years to learn how to do that. You know why? Because I like people. And I would even say things like, I'll see what I can do. I will see what I can do. Anybody with me? I'll see what I can do. I'll say, you know what? One of the most liberate, when you know what you're supposed to be doing, then you know what you can't be doing. So if you're still working on that and I come and I try to pull you, if you know that this is what you're supposed to be working on, you're not going to have time to work on this. Amen. This is liberating. I don't know about you, but it was for me. Yeah. It's like, okay, no, I'm over here doing this. I got this relationship that I've got to build and I got to take care of. And you know what? I'm weaving people into that relationship. Because if we're, glory. If this comes over, you know what's crazy? This could be one of your kids. This could be your spouse. And if it comes over and is trying to take away what you're supposed to be doing, this could become a major hindrance for you. And he said, here's how important it is. He said, let it go. Let it go. He said, let go of your house, your wife, whatever it is, your children. You got to make sure that the kingdom of God is the most important thing in your life. Now, here's what's really awesome about this. If you seek first, what'd you say? All these other things will be from who? So this is your kid. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If you seek first the kingdom of God, guess who adds this in? He adds it in. And then it can become part of the singleness that he designed you to walk in. In my mind, that went way better. Because I've been waiting and trying to work over here and trying to make it happen and trying to make it work and trying to bring it in and trying to bring it in. He never told me to do that. He said, seek the kingdom. You seek the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? It is within you. What is the kingdom? It's relationship between he and I. So if I seek that kingdom, he'll add it in. I don't have to add it in. He adds it in. And then it becomes part of the singleness of the relationship that I have with him. Come on, Aaron. I'm done. Y'all went fast, me too. You know. Where are the branches? You can be done. I think we get the point. What are you trying to put in there? Does anybody ever struggle with anxiety, ever? You ever got real anxious about stuff? I had a guy look at me one time and he said, you know, I think these people have nervous breakdowns. I think they're faking. He said, because if anybody in the world deserves to have a nervous breakdown, it's you and me and we're fine. I really don't know if we're fine or not. But you know when everything really gets you is when you got too many irons in the fire. Because you're running around trying to keep everything together And you weren't designed to keep everything together. And the next thing you know, I don't know how I'm going to get all this done. I don't know how much. Give it to him. Let him get it done. Tracy, there's some things that we don't have to make happen. He'll make it happen. Makes me nervous. I feel like I gotta give it to him so that he can give it back to me. And then it's part of the singleness. Is this making sense? Because it's so easy to get distracted off of that one relationship. That one relationship. We're going to sing a song. If you need prayer, I want you to come up, get prayer. If I'm talking to you tonight and you got a lot of irons in the fire and you need God to remove some of them and give you some peace of mind, we want to pray with you. Because you have a calling on your life and your main calling is Him. All the other things will be added in. Go ahead, Aaron. Y'all ready? It's amazing. If you make a mess out of it, God can still fix it. It's part of the same source. He said, any man putting his hand to the plow, he said, and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom. He said, I want your vision to be single. Don't be looking back. I know some people got plows, but they ain't looking back. They just got rear view mirrors on their plow. Kind of glancing over so nobody can see them turn around. Come on, Robin, we're going to pray for you. She needs God to move. I believe God can do it. Amen. 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 Would you help us pray?